September already is living up to its reputation as the worst month for stock prices. Shares plummeted yesterday, with the Dow Jones Industrial Average dropping more than 4%. Bad news about manufacturing and growing concern about Citigroup's legal troubles helped push prices lower. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
Investors had been hoping that the manufacturing sector had improved in August, but when the Institute for Supply Management released its monthly index of manufacturing activity yesterday, the number was weaker than expected. The disappointing showing was only one of several pieces of bad news, all of which combined to send prices lower. The Standard & Poor's 500 index had its worst day since last September. Stocks were hurt by big declines overseas, especially in Tokyo, where the stock market fell to a 19-year low. Meanwhile, Citigroup fell by 10.3% because of ongoing worries about its legal troubles. The company has been under investigation by the New York Attorney General's office because of the way it allocated shares of initial public offerings. It also faces lawsuits over its involvement in the Enron and WorldCom debacles, and it's expected to be the subject of more congressional hearings. Yesterday, a Prudential Securities analyst lowered Citigroup's rating to sell. He criticized the company's financial reporting and its corporate governance practices. Citigroup's troubles indicate that the ongoing accounting scandals at companies like Enron and WorldCom continue to exact a toll on Wall Street. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.